What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, what's the rush? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with the same man for 11 years, and he asked me to marry him 4 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to set a wedding date, but I do not want to. I met him in college, and I thought we were destined to have a great love story. I was 20, and he was 22, and our chemistry was amazing. When I was 22, I got pregnant, and we moved in together. I got a job while he got his master's degree, and he told me as soon as he finished his degree, he was going to make me his wife. On his graduation night, I got pregnant again. He got a really good job and I started teaching school. I fell in love with my job and raising our children, so I didn't really realize that I was playing house and this man did not plan to marry me. I went to stay with my mother for a while so I could clear my head. He begged me to come back home and he promised that he was about to propose. Years passed by and he didn't. His father overheard us fussing one day and he advised his son to either marry me or let me go. A few weeks later, he asked me to be his wife. That was 4 years ago, and I was ready to do it right then. He kept stalling and asking me, what's the rush? I and move past it. Now I'm over the marriage and I don't want him anymore. I don't even wear my ring and he hasn't noticed. He invited my mother over last weekend to talk about wedding dates and I was checked out of the conversation. When my mother left, I asked him, what's the rush? He hasn't spoken to me in over a week because of my attitude. How can I not be allowed to have an attitude? Should I give the ring back or move on? Or should I marry an old friend and baby dad that I don't love anymore? Please don't do that, if that's the truth. I mean, why would you marry someone that you don't love anymore? That makes about as much sense as him walking around for more than a week not talking to you because you said to him, what's the rush? The man is too immature for you, I think. You have to let him, you know, I kind of blame it on you a little bit because you've let him get away with too much stuff in this relationship. He's not kept his word on anything. And where does he think you got what's the rush from? You got it from him. He said it to you first. I mean, this is a real red flag, and it's a glimpse into what marriage might be like with this man. I mean, this entire letter is about your lives together since you were 20 and 22 years old. The main thing you wanted was to marry this man. He kept putting it off because there was no incentive to marry you. You already had the babies early on. You were living together. He had what he wanted right there without the benefit of marriage, and now he sees you've changed, so he's trying to step up. But it's too late. You're over it, you say, at least the marriage part. I mean, the sad thing is you guys do have two children, so you have to talk to each other. You got to communicate. I mean, I think this fairy tale you have of this great love story you wanted, I think that's over. The reality is 11 years later, you're miserable. You're ready to walk and you're writing us. I say go in peace, knowing that you dodged a bullet from not marrying this guy after all these years. I think you should get your child support and move on. When you do fall in love again with the right man the next time, when he proposes, set a date, start planning immediately. Okay, don't waste time. Steve?
In 2.5 minutes, this is what I'm going to do. And then the second half, I'm going to show you how this works. I'm going to show you about 13 questionable statements in this letter. He asked me to marry him 4 years ago. That's one. He wants to set a wedding date, but I do not. That's two. When I was 22, I got pregnant and we moved in together. That's three. I got a job while he got his master's degree and told me as soon as he finished his degree, he was going to make me his wife. That's four. The fifth statement was, I fell in love with my job and raising our children, so I didn't realize I was playing house, and this man did not plan to marry me. That's five. The next statement was, I tried and wanted to clear my head, so I went to stay with my mama. He begged me to come back, and now he promised that he was about to propose. That's six. Years go by, and his father overheard us fussing one day, and he advised his son either marry me or let me go. That's seven. That was 4 years ago. A week later, he asked me to be his wife. That's eight. That was 4 years ago, and I was ready to do it right then. He kept stalling and asking me, what's the rush? That's nine. I cried and moved past it. Now I'm over the marriage, and I don't want him anymore. That's 10. I don't wear my ring, and he hasn't noticed. That's 11. He invited his mother over to my mother over last weekend to discuss wedding dates. I was checked out of the conversation. When my mother left, I asked him, what was the rush? That's 12. He hasn't spoken to me in over a week because of my attitude, so how can I not be allowed to have an attitude? Should I give the ring back and move on, or should I marry an old friend and baby daddy that I don't love anymore? That's 13. In a one-page letter, I just read to you 13 very questionable statements. Do this sound like marriage to you?
Not at all.
If you don't love somebody, I can promise you marriage is out of the question.
Right.
Because you're going to need that more than money. Cause I'm telling you, man, money don't keep a relationship together. Love can overcome a multitude of sins. But if you ain't in love, it's no way you can get married and stay married.
All right, Steve, hang on. We're waiting for part two of your response coming up in 23 minutes after the hour. All right. Title of this strawberry letter, What's the Rush? We'll find out more when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, what's the rush?
We just went through this letter about all these reasons that this woman don't need to marry this man. I gave you 13 questionable statements. They at the end of the letter, this lady just said, should I marry an old friend and baby daddy that I don't love anymore? They've been together for 11 years, and he been lying about getting married, stalling, putting it off, making false promises over and over and over and over. This man, you realized after you had two children and found a school teaching job you love, that this man was just playing house and did not pretend. He didn't even want to get married, because I've told you all, ladies, about this. The wedding day may be the day of your dream, but the man does not have a wedding day as the day of his dream. We only dream of the chick of our dream. And if we can get you without the day, what's the rush? And he just proved what I've been saying for years. So he has you. What's the rush? Ladies, this is what I want to do. Carla, Shirley, let me have your undivided attention, please. We're going to do a reenactment. Okay. I am going to be Mr. What's the Rush. I don't care what you ask me. I'm going to find a way not to get married. You can make it sound as wonderful as you like. Just make a statement, and I am the person that don't want to get married, and I would give you reasons why we can't get married. You don't have to worry about this letter, Shirley and Carla. You can ask me anything you want, any happy remark about a wedding day, about what your plans are. You can do anything, and I'll just tell you why we can't do it. Ready, set, here it is.
Honey, I just got my wedding dress. I'm so excited.
Oh, man, that's real nice, man. Wedding dresses, they so nice, you know. But, you know, spending all that money for what? You know what I mean? A dress. You ain't got no dresses?
What? Guess what? My friend is getting married, and I just got her save the date
in the mail, the invitation to save the date. Oh, I'm so excited. Man, can't wait to go to her wedding.
That's cool. I can't wait to go to her wedding either. Say that date. So what? Yes. Yeah. Let's say that date. Uh-huh. That's beautiful, man. That's good. I'm with that, man.
So mark this down, happy baby. For that. Mark this date down.
Yeah, I got it down.
December 16th.
Yeah, it's down. Got it. December 16th, special day.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah. When are we going to go shopping? And get, what are we going to wear? All that?
Oh, we can wear all that, babe. Babe, what you want to wear?
What you want to wear?
Are you wearing anything you want to except a wedding dress? You know, you can wear anything you want to.
Honey,
just, you better not have on the wedding dress. Yeah.
Huh? I'm pregnant again. May as well make an honest me.
You pregnant again, might as well make a what?
An honest woman out of me. Marry me. It's that
baby,
time.
Baby, mm-hmm. One of the main characteristics that I love about you is your honesty. I don't, you know, you've been honest with me the whole time with how you are. That's the beautiful thing about you. You're already an honest person, baby. You need all that to prove to somebody you're an honest woman. You know, you've already had the baby. You done all the tricky stuff anyway. Ain't nobody fit to believe you honest no how. You know, you done set up here and done all this here. Now you want somebody to believe you honest. You know, like you honest what? You know, we done the do now. You know, baby coming. Oh. Everybody know you wasn't all that honest. You know.
But let's seal the deal. Let's
seal the deal. Mm-hmm. Sealing that right there. See, that sounds like stealing. You don't be talking to the Lord about stuff like that. You know, we gonna seal the deal. That's why I love the church I go to, you know, because they try to keep us sin free, you know. Now we done already been in sin, been mad, you know, have come, you know, cabotulating and all this before marriage. Now all of a sudden, you know, you wanna go seal the deal, you know, just like go to hell. You know, it don't make no sense, Carla.
All right. So we've been talking all this stuff about wedding. When are we going to set our date? Because I have some dates in mind. So do you want a summer wedding, Christmas, winter wedding?
Yeah, I was thinking more like a leap year wedding.
A leap
year? I love it.
You want to wait that long? A leap year wedding?
But see, that'd be good. Then, you know, could it give us time to plan and everything like that. So that's the date I'm looking for the next time we have leap year. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, honey, I talked to the pastor, and he said he's ready. All we have to do is get back with him and let him know when we're ready. So he's set to officiate our ceremony, and I'm just so excited. You know how much we love our pastor.
That's all good, but I just changed churches last week.
We don't even go there no more.
So we don't even go there no more. That ain't even our pastor no more. So we got to lie. We got to get on this new pastor's list. Go ahead, Carla.
We got to start over.
Yeah, we got to start this process over, baby. We don't even go there no more. Go ahead.
You want to go to Vegas? We could just go to Vegas and get
married. Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas, man. Woo!
Okay, let's go to Vegas.
But you know what they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So ain't no need us trying to come back with no happy ass news.
What?
Honey, I'm so happy. Dad was ill. You know, he was sick, but he's better now. And he said he will walk me down the aisle. He's ready. Yeah,
Who?
He's going to walk me down. My dad.
Our dad.
Your father-in-law.
Baby, your sick ass daddy?
No. He's no longer sick. He's well.
Oh, you think I'm going to be standing up there and watch something happen to him on his way down the aisle?
You think he's going to
fall out? No, I ain't finna do that. To your dad.
Sports Talk with Junior.
Your dad ain't in no shape, walk down no damn aisle.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.